Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Never mind the evidence, carry on masking. This is my column for the TCW Defending Freedom magazine of 18th of July 2023. If someone tried to sell you something that did not work to solve a problem you did not have and which had so many drawbacks you would not want it anyway, your response would most likely be you're having a laugh. Sadly, that has happened to us in the shape of lockdown, social distancing, vaccine mandates and face masks. Thankfully, lockdown and social distancing are over, and if the evidence is heeded, will never return. Vaccines have not gone away yet, but with the copious evidence for harms up to and including death, nobody in their right mind would take one now. As for face masks, there was no evidence to support their introduction. Further evidence was accumulated during the COVID years, and most recently, a gold standard Cochrane review concluded that there was an absence of evidence supporting the efficacy of face masks in preventing the spread of respiratory infections. Case closed, or so you may think. Not quite. Medscape, no stranger to these pages, the website which provides comprehensive clinical information and resources essential to physicians and healthcare professionals, has struck again, this time in favour of continued wearing of face masks. The title of a recent article poses the question, is masking still best practice to reduce COVID-19 transmission in clinical settings? You know, given Medscape's position on all things pandemic-y, that the answer is going to be yes. The article wastes no time in giving you the conclusion. In fact, the opening sentence is, preventive measures including masks, N95 respirators, surgical and cloth, are recommended to reduce risk for COVID-19. The Medscape article summarises a recent Living Rapid Review in Annals of Internal Medicine, which is billed as a major update on masks for prevention of SARS-CoV-2 in healthcare and community settings. The article refers to a previous review in June 2020 which found insufficient evidence to determine the effects of masks on SARS-CoV-2 infection, but makes no reference to the recent Cochrane review which concluded pooled results of RCTs, randomised controlled trials, did not show a clear reduction in respiratory viral infection with the use of medical surgical masks. There were no clear differences between the use of medical surgical masks compared with N5P2 respirators in healthcare workers when used in routine care to reduce respiratory viral infection. The evidence against the use of face masks is overwhelming and cumulative, but like the last families to leave the Klondike, some seem determined to carry on mining against the odds that they're ever going to strike gold. In the case of the Annals of Internal Medicine article, the miners have most certainly not struck gold. To be fair to the authors of the original review, they do not overplay their results and refer only to three new studies, all of which show small reductions in COVID transmission, and one of these was not statistically significant. The results show only that masks and N95 respirators may be associated with a small reduction in infection, and conclude that updated evidence suggests that masks may be associated with a small reduction in risk for SARS-CoV-2 infections. The operative words above are small and may. Even if there's a small reduction, it should be borne in mind that the risks from COVID are small to negligible. Masks lead to manifest harms and are polluting the environment and are costing millions of pounds. Also, if they may lead to small reduction, surely it's eminently possible that they may not. Well, Annals of Internal Medicine does not think so, and in the same issue as the above review, it publishes an opinion piece titled, For Patient Safety, It's Not Time to Take Off Masks in Healthcare Settings. Like much of the rhetoric on masks, this is an evidence-free polemic, which mainly relies on how people feel safe wearing masks and prefer to do so, meaning we should all follow suit. The continued face mask propaganda is nothing less than a case of corporate gaslighting on a global scale, and it's working. Masks for school children have been made compulsory again in Chile to deal with another viral infection. China was the reference point for lockdowns. When the next pandemic is announced, will Chile become the reference point for face masks?
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.